with Martin Bester.
Gerda told us all a story here in studio earlier, yeah. And I was absolutely, I'm puzzled and I'm horrified at the same time. Mm. So you were at the shopping center in Pretoria East.
Yes.
With your son.
Yes, so we're sitting, we ordered takeaways at our local takeaway shop that we like, and we're sitting waiting for the food
yesterday
afternoon. So I basically told you guys this to tell me that I didn't overreact, because you know sometimes moms, so we're sitting there waiting for the food, and here comes this woman with two other women, and she, Aiden's sitting on the bench on the wall, you know, those long benches.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's sitting like, and I'm sitting across the table on a little chair, and we're having a chat. Mm. She comes from behind and she sits next to him, and I see she sits next to him, but she doesn't move to the table that side. She moves towards Aiden's side, and she's talking to the ladies behind me, and here they come with a camera. And they're taking a photo of her and Aiden.
And I'm like, of this strange lady you don't know for a bar of soap. Sitting next to your son, and people are and her friends are taking pictures.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
And I say, excuse me, what are you doing? And she says, no, we just want to take a photo of him. I'm like, what?
They're also visiting the country, you said.
So then she says, yes, we want to show we're in South Africa.
How does that prove?
I'm like, sorry, he's
very
a minor.
Strange.
I'm his mother.
Just say that again. He is underage. He's a minor.
He's a minor.
Oh.
In this country, you do not take photos of other people's children without the parents' consent. So she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I didn't know he's a minor. I said, well, in any case, he's busy talking to me. Don't you just ask someone if you can take a photo, even if they are a grown-up?
I'm sorry, it's very strange. It is very strange.
Exactly.
You did not overreact. It's incredibly strange. So what? So you said to her, hey, what are you doing? And then
so,
what?
Yeah, so I said, do you have children? She said, yes. I said, do you let people take a photo of your daughter without asking you?
Surely not.
Is that how you do it?
Mm.
And she says, no, I'm sorry. I said, please delete the photos that you have taken, because now I realize it happened behind my back. So I don't know whether. And now I see this one whose cell phone is still on.
Taking what, video maybe?
So I say, please delete. No, we didn't. I say, if you did take a photo, please delete it.
Yeah.
So we got up and went to go sit somewhere else behind a wall. And then there was a guy who joined them. We got our food. We left and they left.
At the same time,
so they didn't
you.
Order anything. They didn't get anything.
I don't
anything.
Know if they got a bag in there. I don't know. But by now, I was like, do I go to the police? Do I go to the security guards? Do I just hope and pray that there is, you know, that my worst fears don't come true? What?
Yeah. Did you mention it to shopping center management?
So I took a photo of the three of them. Coincidentally, one taking a photo of me. So I'm sure there were photos. And I'm going to send it to the shopping centre and say, if there are anything, if you hear, hopefully not and hopefully never.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to say, but me being cynical me, I find it incredibly strange and completely out of place. And you hear too many stories. My first thoughts, you know, you hear so many creepy stories about human trafficking.
Yep.
And children being kidnapped.
Yeah.
It's just, this is the world we live in. Yeah. I don't think it's just me.
No.
It's not our first thought should be, ach, hier is nou baie vriendelike toeriste.
Yeah.
These are very friendly tourists. They want to take a picture. But even that doesn't sound right.
It doesn't make sense.
I want to come and take a picture with my son.
In a takeaway shop.
The whole move it down to Africa.
Yeah, the whole claim about South Africa. Because anywhere in the world, you don't take pictures of strangers.
No, none of it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. So none of it makes sense. It is at least very, very creepy and very rude.
Yeah.
And completely, as you say, you're not allowed to just take pictures of children.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? And secondly, you hear too many stories. There are too many weird things going on. Absolutely. So I'd be very keen to hear from other parents or people. Mm. Have you had a similar experience, especially in Iriese is op Pretoria Oosterkant.
Yeah.
It's the klein winkel centrum.
Small shopping center on Solomon Klang.
Yes. Right. I know exactly which one.
We're there every day.
And quite frankly, I think the shopping center and the police actually should take notice. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't think you can be too careful these days.
Absolutely not. But my biggest thing that I want to point out here is, Gerda, what does your gut say?
Oh, I was freaked out.
There we go. Sometimes you just need to trust your gut.
As a parent, you should.
But you know you don't want to go there.
I know.
So I'm telling myself, you read too much news, you see too much in the news, this is your professional job taking over. Mm-mm. Just calm down.
Trust your gut.
And we also have this ingrained thing where, if I do go to the police, what am I going to say? Someone will take a picture in the shopping center? Mm. It doesn't sound too serious, I think is very wrong.
But I'm sorry, though. That's why I disagree with you. I don't think we can become that desensitized. Mm. It still sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Some stranger came and sat next to my child and started taking pictures with him. I'm sorry.
That to me,
I'm not even a parent.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Yeah.
Sounds strange and creepy. You must back off now and delete the pictures. Mm. I don't think you overreacted at all. No, kom ons hoor dit inkom. 0848500942.
For more information, get the Jacaranda FM app now.